Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words and another choral concert live. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to a very cosmopolitan group of choirs from around the world with some carefully chosen music that will create a positive outlook on why we sing and who is singing on this great planet we live on. On this visit, you will enjoy choirs from Latvia, Slovenia, Poland, Sweden, Singapore, and the United States. Most of the sounds come from appearances at the International Polonia Cantat, the recent NCCO convention in Louisiana, and a university concert in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The University of Sioux Falls Concert Chorale opened the program with the well-known short motet by Knut Nystedt, Cry Out and Shout. Dr. David De Hoog is the conductor of this fine choir. Next is a work by Sioux Falls composer Deanna Weerspan, a very talented lady who is well known for being a great accompanist and singer, and is currently a member of the professional choir, the South Dakota Chorale, and is also working as a keyboardist at the Sioux Falls University. Her work is titled God's Marvel and is a collaboration with lyricist Ivan Fuller, who is currently working at Rider University. The text contains thoughts inspired by Corinthians 6:19 and inspiration from Pablo Casals, who asks, "Who am I? Why am I?" Questions we ask ourselves. It can be sung unaccompanied or with piano and violin. This version is for choir and violin. Mariana Brawand is the violinist. The voices are 8-part mixed. Again, the University of Sioux Falls Concert Chorale, led by Dr. De Hoog. This is God's Marvel.
Thank you.
That was composed by South Dakota artist Deanna Weerspan, titled God's Marvel, for violin and choir. Those were the voices of the University of Sioux Falls Concert Chorale, led by Dr. David DeHogue. The first international choir recording at the Varsovia Cantat in 2012 is a work by Palestrina. It is performed by the Madlinsky-Pevsky Women's Choir, conducted by Maya Kalinsik. This is Puer Habuerum, the Hebrew song of adoration. The music of Palestrina, the motet, the Hebrew Pueri Habuerum, scored with four-part women's chorus, performed by the women's choir from Koper, Slovenia, as heard at the 2012 Varsovia Cantat, the Polish Choral Festival. Here are two more selections from the same festival. First, a work we know quite well by Erik Senfolds, O Salutaris, with the marvelous duet by the two sopranos, part of the ensemble Anima from Riga, Latvia, and conducted by Ivers Kraus. This is followed by a Hallelujah by composer Romuald Tradowski by the Zaber Antona Schwaba, who reside in Slovenia, and they are conducted by Alenska Gorsik Ernst.
Thank you.
Another duet of selections from the Polish Choral Festival recorded at Varsovia Cantat in 2012. You heard O Salutaris by Erik Senfold, performed by Anima from Latvia, then the wonderful Alleluia by Romuald Tradowski and offered by the Zabor Antona Schwaba from Slovenia. Their conductor is Alenka Ernst. To bring us to the halfway mark of this visit, we return to the Sioux Falls University Concert Chorale as they bring us two more selections. First, the classic O Lord God by Chesnikov, and Peace I Leave With You by American composer Timothy Shue, who is a graduate of Bethany College in Kansas and is teaching at a Mennonite high school in Ohio. Dr. David DeHoag has led the Sioux Falls University Concert Chorale in two selections, O Lord God, a classic by Russian composer Chesnikov, and A Fresh Approach to the Text, Peace I Leave with You by Timothy Shue. This is another Choral Concert Live broadcast on Going Beyond Words. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. From the Rachmaninoff Vespers, that was the famous Bogodorochi, the Ave Maria. It was performed by the Mariansky Chorale from Krakow, Poland. Jan Rybarski was on the podium. American composer Jake Rundstedt has solidified his place in American choral music as one of the top young creators of excellent music for choir. There is no question that he is one of our best. Here is one of his earlier works, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes, Psalm 121, sung by the Sioux Falls Concert Chorale, guided by Dr. David DeHoag.
Thank you.
That composition always offers special gifts to the listener. I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes by Jake Rundstedt. Thanks to the Sioux Falls Concert Chorale and their great addition to this Choral Concert Live, and to their conductor, Dr. David DeHoog. Next is a work by another fine American composer. She is Abby Bitinis, who resides in Minnesota. This piece is titled Lumen and offers an explanation spiritually about cosmic light and divine light, sort of a choral tone poem. This recording was done at the NCCO convention in Louisiana, November of 2017. Trent A. Patterson leads the Webster University Chamber Singers. Those were the voices of the Webster University Chamber Singers from St. Louis, Missouri. The piece was Lumen, composed by Abby Bitinis, another very fine, important composer of our country. Trent Patterson, their conductor, has served 8 years as the leader a recording recently made at the NCCO convention. The rest of this choral concert live presentation will be choirs at the top of their category who performed at the Polonia Cantat during the years 2011-13. Here is an encore by the Mariinski Choir from Krakow. This is Agnus Dei by Wojciech Kilar, a 2011 recording. The conductor again is Jan Rybarski.
Thank you.
That was Agnus Dei by Wojciech Kilar, gifted to us by the Mariansky Choir from Krakow. Jan Rybarski was in charge. Now, here is the well-known women's choir from Lund, Sweden, directed by Eva Bolin. Most of you are familiar with their musicality. First, we hear Alma Redemptoris by Javier Busto, Spanish composer, followed by Adoramus Te by Orlando de Lasso. This is also a 2011 recording from the Krakowa Cantans. Two well-known compositions sung for us by the Coralina Women's Choir from Lund, Sweden, led by Eva Bolin. You enjoyed Alma Redemptoris by Javier Busto and Adoramuste by Orlando de Lasso. Another prize-winning performance sent to me for broadcast from the folks that run the Polonia Cantat. Next, we hear two choirs from Singapore. First, the Wild Empire Choir singing Alleluia by Lester Delgado. The conductor is Ong Chak Yin, and this is a Krakowa Cantans 2011 recording. Alleluia. It is so exciting to know how well choirs from all over the world are singing and having a lot of enjoyment. The Wild Empire Choir, led by Ong Chak Yin, giving us the great Alleluia by Lester Delgado. The last choir on the program is also from Singapore. They reside at Nanyang Technological University. Their conductor is Yong Chi Foon. This recording is also from Cracovia Cantants, but the year is 2013. This is by Budi Susano Janos. Please enjoy this folk song. This is Hatoi Porsche. You have just heard Hatoi Porsche, a Dayak Kalimantan folk song arranged by Budi Susano Janos and presented by the Nanyang Technological University Choir from Singapore. The conductor was Yong Chi Foon, ending our choral concert live, and you heard it on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This was another choral concert live, featuring winning choirs from the Polonia Cantat of 2011 to 2013, with guest appearances by the Webster State Chamber Singers and the Concert Chorale from Sioux Falls University in South Dakota. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more choral and vocal surprises. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.